Also, boys have had letters, the one directed against them, which directed against the great Gedolim because of their supposedly Zionist inclination. I don't mean the Zionist, but I'm good. The Tatma Rebbe was vehemently against the Khan of Aaron Cutler and the Gedolim. They have an opinion that started this poison, which they are in disagreement with many, many of our voters. In the back of Atlanta, a quote, big as Zionist, end quote, then some of the other rabbis of the Sabbath disagree. So they use stronger language against them than you know. So to recognize that that's not the way of doing business. They disagree, they'll express it in a way which we would consider to be offensive.
Part of the issue is people send their children
guy called me up, irate, and a European actor. You ever hear this name? It's quite pleasure, it sounds familiar. After a while, it turns out, it was a woman who I was involved in a gay room. This guy says, that a European actor says to me, that how could you dare this particular view? My son married a sixer. Because the woman was just a virgin from birth, and therefore, I call a healthy European aversion to the non-Jews, and therefore he extended it to a time. I smelled a rat. I said to him, well, what's wrong? What's wrong with the aversion? Well, my new point that you thought, you know, was not really much about the religion. I said, and tell me something about you. Which school do you belong to? Where did your son go to high school? The public high school. The kids and his guy probably all criminal. The son is probably a criminal than the father, and the daughter almost probably a criminal than the son. And he unlikes the fact that he's married, a convert. He goes and he lambasts the bed and converted the woman who was the total distance. He's lucky his son met a legitimate convert. Was he an illegitimate convert? He'd be an absolute non-Jew, as he pointed out in the end. He mentioned his marriage rate that he didn't marry. Terrible. And it stops because the parents don't think to transfer their colors. They're not to wrong kind of school. Even sometimes elementary and high school. And sometimes even if they went to elementary school and high school and the Jewish orphanage, they're not to the far-flung university campuses where he must defend for himself or herself in a very alien and hostile society, which, Lewis is already better of the alternative. Considering that the poor president lifestyle is all over the place. But you know, why? And you complain that your son or your daughter doesn't want to marry someone who's faith or something. So the people you're under trouble. I think it's very serious, very important. We recognize that we have to vote at the Torah to pay lip service. But they have to make sacrifices for it. It means that you have a certain colony with George, who is very excellent and effective on the program. I don't know what you said. I think it's not going to happen. The chances have a much, so much smaller for those who have graduated from Yeshiva College, for example, than if they're all graduated from Yeshiva High School, except 4 years or something. Secular college. There's no comparison. Both by a fact, I would say at least 10 to 1. The Fiani is acting, the little I know about what's going on, at least 10 times more percentage-wise of those who went to the field for 12 years. There are at least 10 times more who will intermarry if they have, after 12 years, gone off to a secular college as opposed to going to study in the field college sometime. I think some of the questions that way, no? I don't think you agree with that statistic.
Going in, the people who go to Yeshiva College have a
definition. Bottom line is, the same person who, if he would come to Yeshiva College, is certainly going to have a greater chance of marrying Jewish, but the exact same person goes to the University of Wisconsin. No question, huh? All right, right then. What I mean, do we do? If they're observant and won't depend upon themselves all the time, no problem. Conversion. A regular conversion. And water along with this Mila of the original Bebe belt, and then what is called about? That's the problem. How do you convert them? What is the only way? He says there's some people in Ethiopia who are Jewish. Rabbis and man's a deer, or he's a person of deer or purple, whatever that means, if they were going to relax the standards somewhat. I don't know if that's what they're going to do, but it's serious about it. It's kind of a problem to stand the standards. I don't know if the Dalai Lama is going to have any kind of true response. Here's much more to our Dalai Lama. Soon the band is going for a prophet to try to deal with playing a high expense. And they didn't do the race. But the bottom line is that much of it is going because it's deal with playing high expenses. This results in the possibility, which we spoke about earlier today, which is lack of supervision. First, we've got his grandmother in the room, he said, grandmother, and then that grandma has to be 20 years old, right? bar loan from out here. It's all still that. Right? You know, I mean, the stock of the content is to me that the content is fine, the affiliation might be no good. If the content is a whole, so then there's nothing in there, there's nothing affiliation to talk about. So some of these kinds of outside graphics are serious problems, very serious. And Zalat Sefer of Borsalino, the next letter, talks about I am too sensitive to the rabbinical distress over that one earring in many students' left ear. They want to lose the ear on both lobes. That wide track will do it out. But some of my school said he went to the student school guy with an earring. He said, what? What is it? By shame face, he had to say, well, it was open place. The people go around as they please, and they can't go to the chapel. And he said, well, my son's not coming in. He pulled me out of the house. He doesn't want to come to the school.
Yeah, but he's using an excuse that it's 700 people.
780.
That's 780. So how many were here?
Many. But this commentator goes out to all the alumni, and they don't no editor knows that it's wrong. And the word that's used over here is many. Many. I don't know what many is. That's right. A guy who's not you're here, you know what the truth is. A guy who's not here might say, many means 100. I don't know what to say. So, that's the old trick. That's the old trick. Put my child in a co-ed school. If you want to go above me anyway, so let's take a co-ed in the 85. I'm not blocking anything. I'm just pointing out that this is not what you see many good. Activity. Up to me, I can draw more. Well, we had areas. It's not the heck, it's not a mess. You don't wear areas. It's still back at Isha. I haven't done enough sociological survey to know if they're wearing areas.
Mr. Whatever, Mr. Hussein.
I'm a
I think it's equivalent to some of this detail, just reach not reaching out. That's not the main point. The debate on the golf book has two letters, both of which criticize the previous editorial, too much talk on the golf. Disturbing, but firm correspondent and interesting. But the second correspondent that we consider more authoritative than the domain, and determined our locked in a Scottish parameters of the book. Well, that's what they meant that way, but it wasn't quite the same. I don't know if you got the exact nuances of the expression, but I too, when I read it originally, taken aback by what they have to say. The truth of the matter is, go back to my very first point. Commentary, the monolith. And the idea of the dogma, monolith, the other events that make a statement. The second reserve for the editor of the newspaper to say that the Rebbe is wrong and there's an alternate view. I said before, there are always alternate views, but the thing is that Uri said in his piece, unrelated topic, but not every view that exists is typically relied upon in the practical basis. Don't call them and read our meant to discuss the practical issues. In fact, there's another additional opinion somewhere out there. It does not mean it's something that's reliable. And number two, that's not the point there, so they've written it. If there's another view, if there's no view, then it's the same mistake as the first guy. We're ending the NFT. The first letter made the same mistake. It's nothing monolithic. Ale of ale, and then for ale of ale of ale. So that's the mistake. Ale of ale of the fact. The ale of the mystery. Not everything you say is guaranteed to have that response of the realism. Now, I'd like to begin the fifth parish. Before we do that, there's still one major issue outstanding, and touches upon my recapitulation to you of what happened yesterday. Yesterday was not in the season, but I was in the National Council of Young Israel, which was an absolute blowout. There was a very, very strong change of views. And I'll give you this in a watered-down version to explain what some of the problems are. You may recall that in the last year, I made a brief reference to the Berhejil on the Mount of Thomas. We pointed out the discussion of the figure of Megureshet, Ve'ena Megureshet. I want to open up the Gemara again, and start with Zion and the Bay, to get an inkling of what's happening over here. The famous Rashi, the Gureshet, Ve'ena Megureshet, Tarizayin and Evei, Umin Ha'Eresin, even from the stage of Eresin, V'lo Ha'ashmin and V'lo Simcha L'Chubot L'Chubot, so the Amon Ha'ashmin and V'lo Agav Rufi Ha'ashmin and V'lo, the Gureshet, Ve'ena Megureshet, to go Zorak Magita, Sofei Karov Lo, Sofei Karov Lo, Birshut the Rabin, Ein Lo Nezonos, Ve'ena Tolos, Inmei, Kinder Rabbi Zeil, the Yomar Baal HaChayim is on a share of the Chayim. Rabbeinu Mantizim is out of the Chayim, which is the Mulkevich, which is only nothing. Avodach HaMisa, Lo, the Zilma Gerish in Avodach, Vein Lem Adonis, and the Spake of Amatina Mamon. The Rashi is very, very clear over here, it appears to be clear, that the fear of the Gureshet, Vein of the Gureshet, is not the normal fear of the Adonis Baal, Yir Baal Yisra, but rather the new fear is because he's moved Kevesh, leave not say, this Jvila. Proof, this would be the fact that Rashi begins his discussion with the word Menaelis. Now Menaelis, you probably know, there is no Zonis. We didn't discuss about this. The Zonis begin only upon Nisuah. And as a result, Rashi clearly seems to be referring to a brand new obligation which exists upon, even upon Eretz.
not because of the original fear in the building, it's from about the socket, which is all right. Rather, a brand new fear because of the canvas being outside the community. That's the right thing to say. The people of Quebec says on that back, on the stuff at this very point, and it seems to be relevant to our discussion today. Here is Rashi, both the Rosh Chodesh Rashi, Nina Erickson. I can't even Erickson, because there are, I feel it's Anna Gusha, I root the Rosh in the zoning. How can it be? It's paradoxical. An Isha Arusa was definitely not divorced. Was not going to go. That was something divorce against the zone. The deal is low cost. The cave was not in the direction, the man in the direction. But Gita Bay, low muscle, is to be the Alamo. She cannot remarry anybody else. Kai is on the sale. Van Steele is being an heir to being an Azuin. Tommy Samoy Diaz, not one issue. We discussed her in their belief. The Diaz, not one issue means that she's supposed to marry and he's not. The Chazal introduced a new obligation of the Zona, which is a different kind of obligation, the question of what Masi Adel. And here too, it's a brand new kind of an obligation. It's the same question, but what about Masi Adel? Could be in such a case, the Masi Adayim of the woman will in fact belong to her, because it's not the normal to see the Zona, for which they were in fact a fix of the Zona, part of Masi Adel. So right, the Rosh, the teaching of Rosh. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban is referring only to the Gureshet, then in the Gureshet, Nira Nisuin. Only when I'm Nisuin, but not when I'm Irish. You may ask, who cares? I mean, yeah, we care, but what is it, how is it relevant to our situation? I'll tell you how it's relevant. This idea of who Kevin Linofi Bishvilo may be relevant to other circumstances, not in the direction of the direction, in which case it was suffered get given, but again, a case in which no get was given, but the husband refuses to divorce his wife, but he really should be doing so. A bet might be inclined to declare this man should be divorcing his wife and he's not doing so, and as a result, she, the wife, now move Kevin Linofe Bishvilo. She cannot marry, remarry because of him. He's putting a barrier in her way so she cannot remarry. And as a result, they may decide. He's five in the donuts to his wife. Even if she's no longer in the home, and even if the possibility is more rented, so they have to rule. It's not the regular normal fear which can lead to be undone by leaving the house and be considered already. It's a brand new fear. And this brand new fear may apply in any and all cases. This is a very serious philosophical question. It impacts directly on the get law, which is the topic of the major dispute yesterday in the meeting of Israel Rabbon. If I had the two patients, but not, but one of the major, let me give you a brief background of what happened over there. Let's first assume that the Tanakh was only accepted by one rabbi who spoke. His name is Rabbi Simcha Kravitz. And he was the second speaker. He assumed that the new guest law has the ability to, in effect, cause monetary detriment to a husband who refuses to get a guest. For example, the thing was New York was excellent in the distribution. Let's say, for argument's sake, the couple owes $1 million after the 5 years of marriage. And let's assume further, for argument's sake, that the judge had a mind to divide it 50-50, get half a million, she gets half a million. Doctor then say, listen, listen, you don't forget, by tomorrow, the whole $1 million goes to the woman. And he can justify it. He can justify nothing for free. He can justify it. Because, you know, if the get would be rich and she could be married, she could then have a husband who was, you know, every year, to, let's say, 30 years old, and actuarially expects to live another 40 years. Right? And every year the husband has an anticipated income of X. So then that X would be added to her financial situation. Now that she cannot be married, she lives another 40 years, with lack of a husband's income, that's going to cost her an awful lot of money. So half $1 million may not be exaggerated in any way. It comes from the judgment perspective. Follow me? The question is, if a get is given under pain of that ruling, the judge is explicitly, if you will not get a get by tomorrow, I will declare the distribution, she gets the full million, you get nothing. If you give the get by tomorrow, it'll be 50-50. So in effect, the man, the judge will take away from the man a half $1 million if he doesn't get within 24 hours. A get given under that drug, quote unquote, is it kosher or is it kosher? What would you say about it, Rabbi? That's what everyone knows. That's what most everyone says. It's kosher. Well, the get no usa. The get no usa means it's a fourth get. It's a fourth by the judge, in effect. So my crowd suggests three ways of looking at it, that perhaps even if it's an extreme circumstance, the get might be kosher. First of all, the person thought himself. Yeah, the judge. That's self-taught. Go on. You have no right to go there? I have no right to go to a bed. Absolutely not. The man of the fifth is going to a bed. This is his right. The bed? No. He'll go to bed. And bed will say, Kai is giving a get, I don't want him. So Kai will call you, we're allowed to call you on a virus. But call me on a virus.
He won't get any money.
What?
He might have stuff. He's going to secular court because he wants to get out of
it. He's not going to secular court. He's been dragged to secular court. By his wife. Huh? He doesn't want a divorce. What's on the case? The secular court? Very rarely does he have a secular court. That's what the possible stuff. The paper that was sent to secular court, for example, if they know, the judge can easily overturn it. For example, a guy won't sign a starving rule. The guy refused to sign a arbitration document, man, I wouldn't be able to care. And I would, the defendant refused to sign, I would send the plaintiff to secular court. Because the defendant refused to go to bed, I want the count. If he won't sign it, then he doesn't want to count. The judge can't possibly clear it. The guy who refused to sign the document of arbitration, starving rule, the plaintiff is going to have recourse to consider the sire, and the plaintiff has recourse to second the court. In every case, don't rush to the conclusion of the fact of the case on a case basis. You probably won't study the case, but that's the general principle. So therefore,
you get the board, but you have to take the board.
in doubt. There are the crowds that know there is someone called like him, so therefore, perhaps he could get my become for that reason. Perhaps that. Others have also may have a doubt about it. That's number one point. Number 2 point, he says. Shammai, the Gemara passes his affairs against Pesha. No Gemara passes his affairs against the Venue Rook, not everything can get to the Gemara. Number two, of the crowd suggests, based on Ramah, this is the Tori HaTorah, that any compulsion that is avoidable does not constitute compulsion. Here's the avoidable thing. How? How? No, give again. No, that's Pashtun. That's the other one. That's, no, that's all about. That's true, but it's not that we don't think there has to be a possible alternative. He claimed a very simple alternative. Leave New York State. Leave New York State. Now, I'm not sure, I didn't ask my lawyer just, and when they have to leave New York State, just should be too late to leave New York State. They're already stuck. Thank you very much. 4-3-1, yeah. You're stuck in their claws once the get proceedings are in again. Kava, I believe. Yeah, that's Kava. Again, 24. The Sila Shurba Abba knows how to get. Kaleg Kalf, I believe. Thank you. stole the money. And yet, despite that fact, if the dealers give me my stolen money, and the get will be good, the get is good. It doesn't say the parish money is stolen. Oh, this guy said, the era of my cell is snagged the fun on. The is effort is so to the mishto. With fast or he story of almost remember. He stole his, you know, his bond. With not to the get that the kingdom of Shalom, so that she should give Shalom rather. He should give back the, she should give back the stolen bond. With not to lo Shalom, Acha to give the haget. And then she gave back the bond after he gave the get. By Utonim Mishvilo ki haget ain't no get. He who gets mut'e, catch this now, who gets mut'e who puzzle. He who gets mut'e who puzzle. He lo nasan lo ela kidei ligbo shelo. He only gave her the get in order to collect his bond, right? The star I told him that she took from him. Where if the comic is all of Shinetsu out there, the Sugasagamara, who would be on years died by the Atara, that any compulsion is avoidable does not constitute compulsion. Here's the avoidable question. How? No, give it again. No, that's the other one. No, that's all about it. What? That's true, but it's not that we don't think that to be a possible alternative. He claimed a very simple alternative. Leave New York State. Leave New York State. Now, I'm not sure, I didn't ask my lawyer yet, when they have to leave New York State, just to be too late to leave New York State. They're already stuck. Thank you very much. 4-3-1, yeah. You're stuck in their clause once the get proceedings are ready again. Kava, I believe. Again, 24, the Silla Shriva Abba knows how to get. Kaleg Aleph, I believe.
Have a guest. The love ain't no good.
and he gave her the gift, that she should give him the money. And then if not, if she gave the money, have a get, the love ain't no get. If she gave the money, it's a get. And if she didn't give the money, it's not a get. Why it's not a get? Because it's a get what? Who said same? The get mute. What does mute mean? On the false pretense. On the other hand, if she did give him the money, then what? It is a gift. So the question, why is it a gift? After all, she has the money. Right? She has the money. The money belongs to whom? She has the yadom imenu mama. To whom does the money belong? Well, that's the question. Who does it belong to? So those who maintain the money that belongs to him, she stole the money. And yet, despite that fact, if the dealers give me my stolen money, and the get will be good, and the get is good. It doesn't say the ferret money is stolen. Oh, here's the case I guess. The Erel Meister, the snake, the fun eye, the East Ephesian, the Skote, the Nishto, the Tosta, he stole his almost memento. He stole his bond. The Nasa, the get, the Kitan, the Shalom, so that she should give Shalom, rather. He should give back the. She give back the stolen bond. V'nasna lo shalo acha shakib lo haget. And then she gave back the bond after he gave the get. V'yutonim v'shvilo ki haget eino get. Ki hu get mut'eh. Catch this now. The get mut'eh hu pasul. Ki hu get mut'eh hu pasul. Ki lo nasan lo Ella today, Ligbo Shelo. He only gave her the get in order to collect his bond, right? The Shara Tobin, which is just for him. We're easy coming to Dolan, Shinethu, out there, the Sugas Hagamara. It was the idea of Dyson, he aimed Ryan Mikan, but I get it. As last night, it seems to say that in such a circumstance, there's no Ryan for the Gemara. And the get would be a get. So this is eventually assumed to be a proof that get mehusa nachas mamon is not a problem. But it's one big problem of this interpretation of any rishon. What word would he problem? Muteh. The whole thrust of the analysis of the Rabbeinu Yochanan, he's not doing get me'usta. He's discussing it from the truth perspective of what? Get mute. Well, the thing is, one might argue, all right, sure, he's discussing get mute. But can we automatically assume from Rabbeinu Yochanan it's not a get me'usta? Me'usta, not so far mute. But that's the question that's true enough. It's talking about to me that get there is not called get mute.
When you say the term, you say, I get ain't no mute.
Cowie derives from that expression about get, then not only is there no problem with mute, but it's also no problem with mute. Well, that's a question that makes a difference. I don't know. Let's put this aside and see at this point that this is the famous of any Rukh, which Rabbi Krauss wants to rely on. But according to most authorities who doubt Yogi, and according to Rabbi Yoshi, it doesn't exist. You have a different way of interpreting it. The only problem with it is it doesn't say a word about Mu'uzza. I guess, I don't know, I'll double check. Okay? This is, I haven't seen this article yet. So this is Mazal and a Telegal. Fine. That's the first thing. Second thing is, you have an alternative. The alternative is to leave New York State. To leave New York State, not considered an element. Of course, there are study of Torah. The person who doesn't avail the onus. So then it's not punishable, not reprehensible. If the person has an alternative to leave town, and instead of leaving town he decided to stay, and he knew he was going to be compelled to do a certain aveira, then Ramah blessed being someone who was doing a terrible thing, etc. So too Rabbi Krauss argues, the person to leave the state of New York and avoid the money inside of the money in New York, so no. So that's not considered monetary compulsion because he got a way out of it, which he could have easily done by leaving the state. And he didn't want to do it, so therefore it's not considered compulsion. What do you say about that, Rabosa? Yeah?
I don't understand
it. Let's say for the rest of your state for, I don't know, I'm going to have to check with my lawyers. I don't think it works too well in practical terms. He lived in New Jersey from day one. He didn't like him in New York yet. Lost his business in Phoenix. As soon as the law is passed, the next day he was picked up and moved to New Jersey. That's what he suggests. I don't know if that's what he suggests. His third suggestion is either halakhically or technically. His third suggestion was to quote Rav Moshe, Jacob Sakharov. Rav Moshe Eben has a Kaelic Gimel and a Smin Memzala as an interesting svar, which could work in some cases. Rav Moshe doesn't pass on this svar. He says it's a snip. It's a suggestion svar which should be used in combination with other considerations. It goes as follows. The Gemara tells us, Rabotai, tell you bizarin zvine zvine. We discussed it the month before this year. If someone is forced to sell property, then the sale is valid. Why should that be so? He didn't want to sell the property. What's the answer the Gemara says? Agab zuze v'unza gomar umakim. Because the combination of the compulsion and the money that he's getting from the fair market value of the house, or of the object, he has in mind to actually go through the sale on his own. Agav unte mezuzei gomer omash. So, hey, every single case of a divorce should be considered talyu v'zavit. Why talyu v'zavit? Because you're giving your wife a gift, and you're gaining. You're getting a price. What price do you get? Come on. What price the person gets for divorcing his wife? What is the gain by divorcing his wife? He's relieved from what? Support. He's relieved from support, which is a dollar and cent consideration. It also enables him to marry someone else. After all, there's no precarious negation, would then not be applicable. So for these reasons, Rav Moshe argues, we should say that maybe every case until you is up it, if you force him, but he's getting paid for it by the being relieved from the obligation to support him. Only one problem for Rav Moshe. All the posts can say it's not true because a wife is priceless. No person who's in his right mind would divorce his wife for any price. Man is told, no compulsion. But see, guys over in Osasno. Either Reuben is married to this beautiful, beautiful woman. And this guy's over in Osasno, he wants to marry this beautiful woman. He's a millionaire. He's over to Reuben. Reuben, I'd like to marry your wife. Reuben says, I'm very sorry, but you know, I married her first. So then the Gvir says, well, it's up to negotiations. Says, what do you mean? I'll give you $1 million. 10. 5. 8. 7. So $7 million, the deal is clinched. Divorces his wife, and then his other, the guy could get a bum deal. He gets divorced, and then she can refuse to, make him put an escrow fund. Put it, you know, the old trick. I'm going to give you $7 million, you divorce your wife, and if she agrees to marry me, I guess then the guy can kick back $3.5 million to her. I mean, I can make all kinds of deals if possible. Anyone in his right mind would say, you're crazy. Pay me to divorce, but you're crazy. Because my wife is priceless. There's no price tag you can put on a wife. That's as long as they're happily married. Then the wife is priceless. Once the marriage is deteriorated to a point where there's absolutely no chance for any reconciliation, then the wife is worthless, not priceless. Because there's nothing to the marriage anymore. She can then only be helped use, the get can then only be used as a vehicle for extortion. If you want the get, give me $1 million. In that kind of circumstance, Rav Moshe suggests the svara, we should go back to the old rule. Tell you, b'zavin, zvini, zvini. If my wife is priceless, the person will say my wife is priceless, so then, you know, whatever money you give me, right?
My wife is worth more. So therefore, he's kind of tell you with Zavin. You didn't give me, because Zavin, let's say I have a house with $100,000. You give me $10, I tell you with Zavin, Zvini. No, give me the $400,000 for fair market value. There's no fair market value to a woman. Well, suggest too much. It doesn't pass this way. Suggest is an extra slur. Sniff. If the marriage has already been a deterioration, and really there's nothing to talk about in this marriage, then we would say, follow. Look, he's just using it as a method of a holdup. So then, if we force him to give the guest, force him to give a guest, and it's Tayyub Bezavit. Why Bezavit? Because after all, he's saving money in the deal. He's now married his second wife, and it's the present marriage is direct forever. So Tayyub Bezavit, I didn't think of it, no? I have to look at that, I don't have a question in front of me. The first point, if that svar is right, he can train him with a gun also. No? Tayyub Bezavit, They are paying him. They're paying him that he's now relieved from the obligation of support and that he can now marry a second wife. Relieved from the chayyim of any gersh. That's what Moshe's fitted. He's also considered to be fair. So Rabbi Krauss admitted that all these three points are not exactly well established. But he said, his end, last sentence was, well, because of these three points, I don't see it should be such a big ruhaha over the get law. That was his presentation to keep the nimra. Now, yeah. Not like it? No, tumult?
Tumult.
Tumult. Tumult? Yeah. If it would be a get usa, then the marriage is still in effect. If she remarries, she's an adulteress. If she has children, then I'm there. That's all. Now. Well, wait. That's what Rabbi Krauss said. But Rabbi Krauss is working with an assumption that there could be a case in which a judge can, in effect, penalize others for refusing to give a get. This contention was disputed by the other two speakers. They claimed La Adam. Not true. First speaker was an attorney named Mr. Jacob, who was apparently very active in this whole area. I never met him until yesterday. He's a Muslim from national attorney, he's one of the chief. He maintained as follows. I don't want to bore you with legal details, but just a few things are pertinent. The 1992 law is not a new law, it's an amendment. An amendment to the 1983 law. 1983 and 1980 laws. It goes back to two laws, as a matter of fact. 1980 is when New York became what they call an equitable distribution state. But until that time, it was fault. You know, it was your fault. Folks got tired of them signing fault. It's, who cares whose fault it is? As long as they're married, it's a partnership. Any assets acquired during the marriage belong to both, 50-50, well, now it's 50, but potentially belong to both, even if it's one party's fault that the marriage is breaking up. That's the new finish of 1980. And the judge has to take into account a whole series of considerations in determining the distribution. And there's a 13th catch-all. Any other factor, you know, he can take into account in the distribution there. Now, the 1992 law said that as a factor, the court shall, the whole pill, what the word shall mean. Shall means they can, or shall means they must. I'm not like this between the lawyers. So the court shall, the court shall take into account the fact that the husband is established, either part of the husband, I forget what it says there, is establishing a barrier to the remarriage of his spouse. Either party. It's establishing the barrier to the remarriage of his spouse can be taken into account in this in determining equitable distribution. Now, That means, for example, let's say a judgment of ordinary said half a million to you, half a million to you. Now, the Anglo-Jewish press has described this, and I have their copies. This is merely a, how should I say, a codification of a particular judge's decision, the famous Judge Rigler from Brooklyn, New York, and the celebrated case of Schwartz versus Schwartz, established this principle by judicial fiat. And that's the way it should be. And according to Black, this law, as understood by the newspapers, I should see that right back. According to the newspapers, this law makes this an official code, and therefore, any get, Rabbi Black said, given after the law was passed, unless it's either there's no money, or the case because they're finished before the get is given, or they never heard of the law, or they would never think of dreaming of going to court, because they're from, right? Would be considered to be false. Now, but if life said, well then why do you say every get is false to a legal decision? It should precede this law by some months. The answer is no. He said that the legal decision was one judge. So one judge is one judge. So if I'm not in front of that judge, I have nothing to be afraid about. But this is already a law. I don't have to be afraid about it. So the lawyer responded by saying as follows. We need one judge. There are only two judges in Brooklyn that judge the case. But 50% of the cases you're in front of Regal. Aleph. Duncan, I'm here to give a guess. I say, I recall seeing a name of the Jewish press as being Masariv. What are you suddenly doing here? I said, well, you know, I bumped into a tough judge. And he said, if I don't get a get by today, he will, you know, kick me, sock it to me for $1 million. So what would the Bezdin say in some circumstances? Bezdin to Jacob. Right. Go home. Sorry, we can't even get. So the guy will say, they're going to kill me in court. No problem. The judge will write up the paper. The Bezdin are dying. They own him. This man came to us. He wanted to give a get. We refused to admit it to the get because it's a get move. Bezdin to Jacob. The guy takes the paper back up to the judge. And the judge says, look, Your Honor, I have not withheld any voluntary act. The Bezdin will let me do it. And therefore, you can't penalize me. Give me my $500,000 back. This, in fact, is how Mr. Jacob reads the law. No. And therefore, says he, therefore, a husband has nothing to be afraid about. Ah, you may ask, but what good is he going to do? Well, says Mr. Jacob, the law in effect forced the husband to go to court. To bed. Then he'll go to bed, and then bed will know how to handle it. Whatever that means. Hold on slowly. We'll count that later. Hold on. It's only a get me'usa if there's a threat taking money away. Mr. Jacob claims the whole purpose of the intention of the law is to give common to Bezdin, and there's never an intention to take any money away. As he put it, newspaper reports notwithstanding. In other words, there are newspapers. What? Same as whatever. No, but Mr. Jacob reasons it's not possible. Because that's only assumed that Rabbi Krauss is correct. That the judge can take away $1 million. But the judge cannot take away $1 million, then the guy's not to fear. Mr. Jacob is again. Hold on. Slow. This is Mr. Jacob's position in essence. Then it's against a good thing in the law. What does it do? It'll help him go to bed. Aye, so why does the draft law have to go to bed? That's what people ask him. He says, well, you can't amend it now. It's politically impractical. That's the bottom line of the whole thing. Rabbi Belayek was the third speaker. And he said that Mr. Jacob is right. That the law should be understood that way. Not like the Rabbi Krauss understood it. The judge cannot penalize the husband in real life because, after all, he'll go to the Bezdin, he'll say, I'll give a get. You don't have to go to Bezdin, he said. Just write a letter. I'll write a letter to the husband saying that he can't get the $10 million, but you have to, you know, amortize it over the next 50 years of a life to get remarried. And you know, it's not that, you know, not that crazy after all. There's a certain lifestyle which she's accustomed to. If he has $10 million, she's used to living a very high lifestyle. Only him of any heredity, you know. And the only one applies until this is a get. So it's not so crazy if that's if her Moshe is right at that point. Sorry? No, the money, she keep the money. She made. Yeah, but the judge made it. That's why I asked that question to the lawyer. We only have to make. They will once. They're going to sit every day and kill people. They give a decision once. Finished. Based on that forecast. The forecast could be wrong. It could be inflation, deflation. It could be a war. It could be peace. You can get a job. You can be unemployment. Well, they make a decision based on like all actuaries. They make it right now. 1993. What's the economic forecast? She works as a school teacher. She has no prospect for remarriage. She needs a lot of money. What kind of lifestyle does she lead? I mean, all these things, I guess, are brought into account. And they make a judgment, which, according to the Shulchan Aruch Moshe, even the chalukas of Rechush is ultimately for the purpose of supporting them. I'm not sure that's really true. The lawyer says so, but lawyers are known to argue positions because they're interested in the position, not because it's necessarily the case. That's the problem. But if this particular lawyer, the way he proposed it, it was that this law was, shoot, save the day. Before the law, after Riegel's decision, the judge could just take all the money he wants. $1 million just for no reason, even though she's independently wealthy, just to take it away from the husband. So that was again, who's the problem? But now that we wrote the law, so then you can only take it for the economic effect, and therefore it's to be saved, save the day. So I asked Mr. Wall, sir, wasn't this law already written in 1984? 8 years before Riegel was ever on the scene? So he hemmed and hawed. Couldn't get out. Well, it wasn't the same wording. It wasn't the same wording. And well, you have to be careful with, you know, lawyers are lawyers, but they're used to this kind of adversarial, wasn't fair. Doesn't matter. But saying that the law was drafted in order to stave off the disastrous effects of Riegler is absurd. It was written 8 years before Riegler. Yeah, so you know, the whole thing is already a question. Yeah. Yeah, that's what Black said. As long as the person is convinced that his and Mr. Jacobs' reading of the law is correct and Rabbi Krauss' reading of the law is incorrect, then you hold free.
Give him a form.
What form?
Give him a form, right?
Well, the question, no, David, maybe I was actually using it to be applicable. But many Jews live in Brooklyn. Moreover, this lawyer claims that before the law, things were worse. Before the law, the judge could penalize you, could take away all your money if you don't give the gift. Now that the law is written in, that the court may, quote, where appropriate, lush of the law, take it to affect the barrier, which he has in terms of an economic effect, he then claimed, Mr. Jacob, that the judge can no longer just make a direct statement that because this guy's not giving the get, I'm going to, in effect, take away $1 million. All that he can do is consider the monetary effect on the wife. In other words, it's taken out from what he called paragraph 13, which is the catch-all phrase, and move to what we call paragraph 8 in the 1980 law. It talks about the specific economic effect on the, on her economic situation as forecast by the court at that particular time. And the mile of that is, he said, that if it's only reduced to the economic issue, then he says, whatever the court says she should get, that's what all says she should get. Why? Because after all, it's the chiyuv mezonos. Which I asked him, what do you mean, mezonos? That's just as far as maintenance. What do I do with equitable distribution? With like $1 million. So he answered me, and I'll check with my judge tonight, that equitable distribution of $1 million, not just give $1 million. You give $1 million to enable her to live, to support herself for the next 20 years. So even though it's equitable distribution, but deep down in the kishkas of the law, the purpose of equitable distribution is also enable her to support herself, not to make her rich. So claims this attorney. So I asked him, But since when is she entitled to mezonos automatically? Perhaps she's a moret. We already discussed in the Ramah. If she leaves the husband's house, she's not entitled to mezonos anymore. So he answered to me, he says, you know, I hear what you're saying, but what can I do? Rav Moshe doesn't say that. Rav Moshe just says plain that the woman is entitled to mezonos. He doesn't give us this thing, the stipulation that she's not in the house anymore. Rav Moshe knew that she wasn't in the house anymore. It was really a civil divorce. So obviously Rav Moshe says to me, respectfully disagrees with you. So the question becomes, why does Rav Moshe disagree with me? So that's the question. So I asked this to Rav Reuven Feinstein once. So I asked him, I told you. So what about the case of Moretta? So I think the answer is right over here. Inside his Zion of Adveh in Suvit. Because Rav Moshe refers to this din and he seems to interpret it the way the Rosh learns Rashi. It's a new chiyuv of Agida Gabe. And it's a new chiyuv of Agida Gabe. There's no Ptur Moretis. There's no Ptur Moretis. And if in fact the judge's ruling as far as maintenance and equitable distribution is just to give her enough to live on, maybe $10 million, but you have
too much time with this, yeah?
Absolutely not. Well, you want to be married. Officially, you want to be married after the civil divorce. I have a common case about the last night. I went to the Shalom for dinner, and I was accosted there by someone for this purpose. A couple was married, but that's most of Israel, and subsequently there was a breakup of the marriage. The man refused to give his wife a gift. It was a terrible, terrible situation. I don't understand how the rabbi in the synagogue let him stay there. I just can't believe it. Incidentally, at this meeting yesterday, there were two motions passed before I got into this case. The first one was that anyone who was a serial against him should not be let into any individual service. Let him to walk into the door. They should stop the service if he walks in. Any serial, but any matter. So we want to back serial. Not wanted. Well, of course, probably the rabbi's job to have a serious. But if there is a serious, it would be a across the board policy which take the heat off the local rabbi. So what can you do? It's a national council policy. Before the law, after Riegel's decision, the judge can just take all the money you want. $1 million just for no reason, even though she's independently wealthy, just to take it away from the husband. So now we'll get to lose the problem. Now that we wrote the law, so that you can only take it for the economic effect, and therefore it's we've saved the day. It's like, yes, Mr. Wall, sir, wasn't this law already written in 1984? 8 years before Riegler was ever on the scene? So he hemmed and hawed. Couldn't get out. Well, it wasn't the same wording. And well, you have to be careful. You know, lawyers are lawyers. They're used to this kind of adversarial... wasn't fair. Matter, but if they say that the law was drafted in order to stave off the disastrous effects of Riegler, it's absurd. It was written 8 years before Riegler. Yeah, so, you know, the whole thing is really a question. Yeah? That's what Ray Black said. As long as the person is convinced that his and Mr. Jacob's reading of the law is correct, and Rabbi Krauss reading of the law is incorrect, then you're home free.
Give him a form.
What form?
Give him a form, right? A form. You have come to give a get, and you said you did not accept the get. Here, now, no portion of the text. You did not accept the get. Even if he doesn't know,
is the person right? Is Mr. Jacob right? Is Rabbi Black right? Maybe Rabbi Krauss is right. Well, it should matter. Rabbi Krauss is right, and the judge can sock it to him. Take him $1 million, and his lawyer, right, when he gets a piece of paper from the bed, likely his lawyer will tell him, I don't trust the judge to give you an opinion. I'm gonna check it out myself. And since it hasn't been a test case yet, no one knows what the law means. You have to find a test case. And so Rabbi Blythe said he's gonna take it to court on constitutional grounds. His civil rights were infringed upon. Why is it a black? I can't divorce my wife. As life is, if I want, I can't divorce my wife. Why? Because, that's the kasha. He knows, he can't divorce his wife. But a guy who thinks the law is such as it does, can't divorce his wife. Does he get loose? Look at Moose. The gun has already been pointed, he says. Once the law was signed, the gun's already been pointed before you made his decision. No, if that's exactly the point. Right, what does the law mean? Exactly. If you know the law a little bit, then you have a big problem. That's the most people are in that. So what I was asked to do is to write up for the viewpoint. Anyone here get the viewpoint? Yeah, viewpoint goes to many, many houses. And to write a summary summation of it, make it. Once it's made, maybe it should be a good idea for these kind of purposes. So it was brought up, the suggestion, that the young Israel rabbi should write a prenuptial agreement to say that if there's chalila a breakup, they should go to the bezin of the council of the young Israel rabbis, the National Council of Israel, for adjudication. And since the young Israel, as was mentioned yesterday, we haven't done anything yet, we have no bad reputation. So this might... too late. Before you get married, you wife turns absolutely not religious. That's unfortunately a greater likelihood. Doesn't matter. So you sign yourself to the black system.
Every young Israel rabbi now has to...
I don't think it has to. It was a suggestion which is going to be mailed to...